know a lot of you will need this like little boost wherever you are in your season, whenever you're listening to this episode, because I know that it's so easy for me at points to kind of blank on prompts sometimes, right? I think it happens to all of us photographers. We're kind of like, I don't know what to do now. I need an idea. Or even sometimes we just get so bored of the prompts that we already always use. I know I hit that point in my business like a handful of years ago where I'm like, oh my God, I just keep using these same prompts. I'm like sick of hearing myself saying them. And then when you tap into that energy during a session where you're like in your own like energy, in your own self, in your own mind, you're kind of like bored, then how are you going to show up excited and full of enthusiasm when you're, you know, giving these prompts to your couples at a session or at a wedding? So I knew that had to shift and that had to change. And so I came across an incredible resource that I'm going to share with you. When I first started my wedding photography business back in 2011, I made just $5,000 in my business. Now, I bring in multiple six figures per year while working only 30-hour weeks serving my dream couples. I'm here to help you discover that it's so possible to have what you want, when you want in your business, so that you can create the life you've always dreamed of and deserve. Oh, hello there. Welcome to another episode of the Shine and Thrive Photography Podcast. I'm your host, Sarah Monica, and Ben, our son, is currently taking a nap downstairs, and I'm going to see how long I can actually record this episode in. Hopefully it'll all work out and he'll nap and I can have it all done in one take and I don't have to keep pausing and all of that. I'm really excited for this episode because I know a lot of you will need this like little boost wherever you are in your season, whenever you're listening to this episode, because I know that it's so easy for me at points to kind of blank on prompts sometimes, right? I think it happens to all of us photographers. We're kind of like, I don't know what to do now. I need an idea. Or even sometimes we just get so bored of the prompts that we already always use. I know I hit that point in my business like a handful of years ago where I'm like, oh my God, I just keep using these same prompts. I'm like sick of hearing myself saying them. And then when you tap into that energy during a session where you're like in your own like energy, in your own self, in your own mind, you're kind of like bored, then how are you going to show up excited and full of enthusiasm when you're, you know, giving these prompts to your couples at a session or at a wedding? So I knew that had to shift and that had to change. And so I came across an incredible resource that I'm going to share with you. And I very rarely share resources with you guys on this podcast because I'm very, very picky with what I recommend, what I share. I only want to recommend like top-notch, you know, resources and businesses that can actually help you in like a holistic way. And yeah, so these I'm so excited to share with you. So pretty much, I don't know if you guys have heard of these, but there are the Super Feel prompt booklets. And I'll show you here if you're watching on YouTube. I have this whole pack and I'll share with you later exactly which pack I have. But I have all these booklets with a whole bunch of prompt ideas in here. And I'm going to jump into just one of them. So there's basically two booklets here that I have for family sessions, which I'm not going to dive into today because I'm just going to focus on couples today. And then I have one booklet here for solo sessions. So like portraits, headshots, branding photos, that kind of thing. And then I have three booklets that are for couples. And these booklets are filled with so many prompts. So this is what actually got me kind of rejuvenated and excited to get creative again with portrait time with couples, because I just got so many ideas from these. And not only are you going to, you know, enjoy shooting all over again, you're going to kind of get that reignited inspiration and energy to shoot again. But also you're going to create an even better experience for your couples, because these prompt booklets, they are so full of heart. They're so intentional with creating like the most incredible moments for your couples. So yeah, I'm so excited to dive in. And also, I don't know, I forgot if I mentioned already, but This episode is also on YouTube. So if you prefer to see this visually, I'm going to actually have some example photos pop up so you can see examples of how the photos turn out from the prompts. So you can feel free to search this episode. Just search Sarah Monica on YouTube, Sarah no H, Monica with a K, and it's episode 103. So if you're a visual person, go on there and take a look at that. Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to just focus on one of these booklets. So I have three booklets for couples, and I picked out 10 different prompts to give you some ideas, some inspiration, so that you can get some ideas right now in this moment. Maybe you're on your way to a shoot or a wedding right now, so that would be cool if you could try it out today, if one of them stands out to you. I forget what my other point was. I'm like, that's okay. It wasn't meant to be said. And then at the end of the episode, I will also share with you a code so you can get 20% off these booklets if you're like, yep, I want this resource for myself, because there's literally like 100 something of these prompts in here. So it's incredible. So one thing I do want to mention is at the start of the booklet, they explain the three different levels of emotion that these prompts try to create. And so I'm going to read to you the three different levels, which I thought was like so smart, because I don't know about you, but usually when I start off a session with a couple, you know, everyone's a little bit nervous. You don't want to like get into the deep and meaningful stuff right away, like get them to like, you know, hold each other and like maybe even tenderly have like an emotional moment together. That's not going to happen right off the bat. You want to kind of like warm up the energy, warm up the vibe. So I love how this booklet has those three different sections of three different vibes. And usually you can start off a session with like how here it says level one, Superfeel prompts are referred to as laugh out loud. So that's like level one. That's kind of where you want to start the session. And it says here, laugh out loud Superfeel prompts are playful, childlike, innocent, and fun interaction. Oh my God, just choked on my saliva. innocent and fun interactions, and often generate happy, laughing, photogenic expressions and connective gestures. So that is the first level. And then it goes into level two, which are warm and fuzzy prompts. So warm and fuzzy Superfeel prompts are bonding, joyful interactions and often generate affectionate, loving, and photogenic expressions and connective gestures. And then level three is deep and meaningful. So deep and meaningful are very personal, intimate interactions and often generate photogenic expressions and connective gestures on the deepest level of care. So usually I kind of like to go follow this kind of, you know, idea that they have in here of starting off a session with laugh out loud, then slowly, you know, move into warm and fuzzy. And then if, you know, it depends on your clients too, because some clients don't want warm and fuzzy. Maybe that's not their dynamic. Maybe that's not their personality, or deep and meaningful, right? So I also obviously customize everything to my clients and knowing, getting to know them through their engagement questionnaire. But yeah, I love how they have this outlined. So I'm going to dive into the 10 prompt ideas right now. So the first one, I'm going to give you three LOL ones. So laugh out loud. So the first one is called Mind Meld, and it basically, I'll show you here how they look. So I have these tabs here for some of my favorite ones. And it just shows you a title of like what it's called so that in your mind, you can also try to actually remember it, like give a name to the prompt idea so that when you're going about your day, you can be like, which one should I try? Oh, Mind Meld. Maybe I'll try that one. So I like how they did that, gave it a title. And then there's a short description on what to do. So I'm going to read you the description. So it says, ask the muses to try to read each other's minds by both thinking of the same color. On a count of three, have them both call out the color they were thinking of at the same time. Several cycles of this in quick succession will lead to light, beautiful expressions, whether they guess correctly or not. And then if you want, I do this. This is like one of my go-tos and it always freaking works. Everyone loves it. It's like a little game. I'm like, we're going to play a little game. Let's see if you can guess the same color at the same time. And it's so much fun. And the variation here, they're like, oh, if you don't want to do colors, you can do numbers, favorite foods, restaurants, cities, or movies, or countries, right? There's so many things you can do this with. So that's one of my favorite ones. Okay, number two, the second one for the laugh out loud section, attack of the kisses. I love this one too. Ask one of them to kiss the other as many times as they can in 10 seconds. And usually when they're doing this, I'm like, okay, go, 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 10 seconds. And then they're like kissing them all over. I'm like, go, go, like faster. And then it like adds that energy to, instead of me just like being quiet. And I find that, you know, the person getting kissed is like giggling their ass off. And it's just like, they're both like just being playful and childlike, and it just creates amazing results. So that was another one. And then another LOL one is flirty foreigner. So it says, have each of them take turns giving their partner a compliment in different accents or silly voices back and forth for 30 seconds. So it's really, really fun to see how creative they get with this one. Okay. And then the next one is going to be warm and fuzzy. Okay. So this warm and fuzzy one is called promises. It says, tell the couple that you're going to give them the opportunity to make some new additions to their wedding vows. And then in brackets, it says unmarried couples can make just promises to each other, which I think is so sweet. Each new vow or promise should start with I will, and you may like to suggest, each new vow or promise should start with I will. And then you can suggest that they use a maximum of 3 words. For example, I will love you daily. I will tolerate your quirks. When they're ready, tell them they will take turns saying one vow or promise at a time and go back and forth for 30 seconds. So you can see how now the energy can shift from like them being silly and goofy and laughy to something more like sweet, where maybe they're like facing each other, cuddled in, and they're just exchanging these. And you can imagine as like yourself in that position, you would probably feel, what would you feel? You would feel warm and fuzzy inside that your partner is sharing that with you. So that one is a very, very sweet one as well. And the next one for warm and fuzzy is the polar bear hug. So ask the couple to imagine it's freezing cold. Ask one of them to put their arms around the other and snuggle them as if it's their sole responsibility to protect them from the cold. So this one I love so much. And I remember, I think I first started trying it out actually in the like cooler months of the year. And I'm like, oh, just like, I like prompted them to do that. And I thought it was the photos turned out so sweet. And I'm like, oh, I love this prompt. I got to keep it in my back pocket. And then I remember doing it on a like hot summer day once. And I'm just like, nope, this is not working. This is not working. They're too hot. They're sweating. It's like, it just does not work on a hot summer day. It could work maybe on like a summer evening once the temperature has dropped, but just giving you that like extra tip of like, I would highly suggest that you don't have them pretend it's cold when it's really hot, because their brain won't be able to like actually, they'll be like, but what are you talking about? It's so hot. And we like, it's so uncomfortable. We're like sticking to each other. So yeah, just, you know, avoid that. Okay. The next one for warm and fuzzy is relive. It's called relive. So it says, ask one of the muses to imagine they could go back and relive any moment in their relationship. Ask them to nod their head when they have chosen one in particular that they like to relive. When they're ready, have them describe the moment they chose to the other muse and why they chose it. So this is also very simple, very sweet, and you can just like have them take turns. And it's really fun to see their expressions of them being like, oh yeah, I remember that moment. They get all sentimental and nostalgic over it. And it also makes them feel so loved that moment meant so much to their partner. So that's another goodie. And then the next one here for warm and fuzzy, this is the last warm and fuzzy one I'm sharing with you. Then we're going to go into deep and meaningful. This one is called Sanctuary. So it says, invite the muses to face each other and think about when they feel most loved by their partner. After about 30 seconds, ask each of the muses to share out loud with their partner what moment they chose. So you're pretty much just like giving them the opportunity to like snuggle in. So you can be like, okay, guys, snuggle in and just like be in each other's arms and enjoy like being wrapped in each other's arms. In the meantime, just take your time to decide when you feel most loved by your partner. And then after about a minute, whenever you guys are ready, you can just share that with each other. So give them that time and space to, you know, not feel pressured or rushed to like think about it in that moment. Cause sometimes when you're caught off guard, it's like you feel all this pressure to be like, oh my God, what if I don't share something profound? And will everyone judge me? Will they think I don't love my partner? Like all these thoughts can go through someone's head. So like the biggest thing suggestion I would have is for you to give them permission to take their time. And then in the meantime, you're just getting some nice cuddly photos of them snuggling. And then when they're ready, they get to like chat with each other and share that. And then you can get those reactions of whatever ends up happening. So that was the last warm and fuzzy one. So now I'm going to share with you the last three prompt ideas. And these ones are deep and meaningful. And I'm going to be straight up with you. I'm still working on getting into this deep and meaningful kind of space because I personally sometimes feel like if I'm going to prompt them to do something, like to feel something deep and meaningful, I actually get a little bit uncomfortable being in that space if they're getting emotional with each other. Cause I feel like I'm like, oh my God, I feel like I'm intruding. I feel like I'm a third wheel. But I need to get over that because I have to remind myself of the mantra that is so powerful to me that has helped me so much in my photography career, which is it's not about you, it's about them. And I am there to create images for them and not like focus on how I'm feeling if I'm uncomfortable because of my own shit that I have to work through, right? So pay attention to that. If they are opening up in front of you, and this is advice I have to give to myself right now, if they are opening up in front of you with that deep and meaningful prompt and maybe getting emotional, maybe tearing up a bit, I've had that happen. It's so beautiful. Know that they are they're doing so because they want to, and they feel comfortable. And these photos are obviously going to be so meaningful to them, and they don't mind that you're there, right? That's why they hired you, right? So giving myself that same advice right now, but I want you to keep that in mind as well. Okay. So the first one for deep and meaningful is called touch. And it says, ask the couple to imagine that the only way to show the other just how much they love and adore them is by how they choose to hold their partner's hands in theirs, or touch their partner's face, or touch their partner's hair/beard. So pretty much it has like them outlined in bullet points, and you can go through them in a list slowly as like time goes on. So for example, and you would like choose one at a time. So for example, I would say, okay, so now I want you to imagine that the only way you can show how much you love your person is by how you touch them. And to start off, I want you to show how much you love each other with how you hold each other's hands. Or even you can just have one of your, one of them be like, you can tell one of them, show her how much you love her with how you hold her hand. And then when you get those beautiful photos and you want to get something else and you want to continue that energy, but get something else, you can say, and now show him how much you love him by how you touch his face, how you caress his face. And then I'm going to just read the rest of the list of the ideas that, they have here. So how you touch their partner's hair or beard, how you touch their partner's face with your face, how you touch your partner's face with your lips, how you hold them in their arms, and how you kiss your partner's hand. So those are so sweet. And there's so much variety here. You can literally hang out with them for like 5-6 minutes on this one, with some awesome, like chill song, like romantic song that's meaningful to them playing in the background. And that just would create magic, right? Attention, fellow wedding photographers and fellow wannabe wedding photographers. Tell me if this sounds like you. You're scared of missing key moments on wedding days. You feel pressured to create photos that are quote unquote Pinterest perfect and Instagram worthy. You're nervous about all the different lighting scenarios that are out of your control and you're not sure how to handle them.
you're confused on how to balance creating beautiful imagery while also capturing authentic moments and emotion, and you're worried about being in people's way way too often. If you're like, hells yeah, Sarah, you read my mind, then I'm here all excited and bushy-tailed, yes, I had to throw in the squirrel reference, to let you know that I've created something for you that will help you become a confident wedding day storyteller in just 2 weeks. It's an online program that I created just for you called Intuitive Storytelling, and it's officially out and ready for enrollment. I want you to take a moment and imagine for a second what life would be like if you knew how to be at the right place at the right time on wedding days so you can catch those key and in-between moments. You got emails back from your clients saying, "You were the best freaking decision we made for our wedding." You also knew how to confidently create strong storytelling photos that people felt emotionally connected to. And you finally felt like an actual fly on the wall, aka people don't stare into your camera all day anymore. Well, it's all possible because I consistently experience these things myself. And now I want to help you make these possibilities become your reality. Are you all bright-eyed and bushy-tailed right now too? Again, had to throw in the squirrel reference, you know me. So listen up. You can get started on learning all my tips and tricks of how I document wedding days as soon as today. You can go to sarahmonica.com/storytelling for all the deets and instructions on how to grab your copy of the course. You'll have lifetime access, and you can go at it at your own pace, along with a private community of other like-minded photographers that are on the same journey as you are. With Intuitive Storytelling, you'll be able to learn how to confidently storytell like a pro on wedding days in just 2 weeks. So, what are you waiting for? Uplevel your storytelling game this wedding season so that next year, you'll be watching your inbox filling up with even more inquiries. Hello, referrals from this year's clients. So again, head over to sarahmonica.com/storytelling and sign up now. I cannot wait to see you in there.
All right. So the second last number, prompt number 9 for deep and meaningful as well, is called timeless. So it says, ask the couple to close their eyes and imagine it's now the distant future, shortly after they've both passed from this world. Their child is now older and wondering how much their parents loved each other. Have the muses imagine that the child stumbles upon this picture you're about to make and is able to read the message they'll leave in it. When they're ready, have the couple open their eyes as they send out through their eyes everything they'd want the child to know about what they meant to each other. And yeah, this, I want you to be cautious about this, because in my questionnaires, I ask my couples, my engagement questionnaires, what are your dreams together for the future? And I write in brackets, I'm like, traveling, home, kids, blah, blah, blah. And you want to make sure that you know that the couple wants kids if you're going to be doing this prompt, because it's like most of my couples want kids. They say that in the questionnaire. They're like, we definitely want like to have kids soon and blah, blah, blah. But some couples don't want kids, and that's okay. And that's something so important to know, because you never want to assume that. And because then those photos that you create in that moment won't matter to them, because maybe in that moment they won't feel comfortable to share, oh, we actually don't want kids, you know, because there's still a lot of like stigma floating around in this world about that for some freaking reason. But you want to make sure that you're careful with this one about that. Okay. Yeah, that's all I have to say for that one. Okay. And then the last one, the very last prompt idea, and it's deep and meaningful. It's called cleansing hands. Ask one of them to imagine what their hands, Ask one of them to imagine that their hands are filled with a healing energy that allows them to wash away old emotional wounds their partner may carry. Ask them to put their hands about 5 inches away from their partner's body and go all around it, imagining they are drawing out every hurtful thing that has ever happened. When they're finished, invite them to imagine washing their hands of all the hurt, giving them a big hug when they're finished. So this again is, you have to know your clients. You have to know your couple. will they think this is ridiculous and be like, you want us to do what? And like, kind of like laugh and giggle, right? But then you might have couples that are very like more into this kind of stuff and more into like meditation and energy. And I don't know, like you'll have to kind of really get to know your couples and sense that from them, because then this could work so, so incredibly, right? So that's just like a different idea as well. So that is... those are the 10 prompt ideas. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope wherever you're driving to, if you're driving to a session, please try one out. Try just one out. Pick one, maybe rewind back this episode and be like, which one was it? How do I do that again? Because I promise you, it'll just like give you that extra like inspiration. And also you'll be able to create an amazing experience for your couples. And so I wanted to let you know which booklets I got. So I personally, I was looking at their website. They have a whole bunch of different bundles depending on what you shoot. So they have like a bundle just for family prompts, like family session prompts. They have a bundle just for couples. They have one booklet just for like branding sessions. And I was like looking at everything and I'm like, you know what, if I'm going to invest in this, I'm just going to invest in all the booklets because then they'll last me my whole career, because I never know. I'm like, who knows, maybe in 5-10 years, maybe what I focus on photographing will switch. So I decided to get all of them, but obviously I only use like the couples bundles since I specialize in just wedding and couples photography. And oh my gosh, I've had these for 2 years now. I still haven't even tried all of them. So this will last me a very long time to stay creatively inspired and all of that. So the bundle that I got, it's called the Pro Bundle, 6 field guides for families, couples, and solo. And all of these booklets put together have 180 prompts altogether. So that's amazing. And also they do have digital download editions available as well. So you might not want the booklet, and you might just want a digital download and like have it on your phone somewhere or whatever. And then they have, I think, an option for digital download and printed edition, have the two, which is, that's what I got. So yeah, I think that's pretty much it. Is there anything else that I wanted to say? No, that's pretty much it. So if you want 20% off any of the Superfeel booklets or digital downloads, you can use the code SarahMonica20. And that's Sarah, no H, Monica with a K, 20. And it's all in caps. And you'll get 20% off, which is huge. And yeah, if you want to just click the link, you can just go to the show notes at sarahmonica.com/103. That's where the link will be for that. And yeah, please let me know. I want you to like connect with me on Instagram. Find me on Instagram, Sarah Monica Photo, and let me know if one of these prompts worked for you, if you tried it out, if you love this idea, any of these ideas. I would love to connect with you. Maybe even send me a photo, be like, hey, I used this prompt and this is how the photo turned out. Like, I love connecting with you all, because otherwise I am speaking to the abyss. All right. So thanks so much for tuning in. I'm so grateful for you tuning in. Oh, and also, almost forgot, if you love this episode and you want to share it with your fellow photographer friends, I would be so freaking grateful, because then I'm able to get more photographers to tune into this podcast, and I get to help more photographers with their business and personal development and all of that. So take a pause right now, if you're walking or, you know, editing or something, and screenshot this episode and tag me at Sarah Monica Photo so that I can see you and I can reshare it. And just let me know like how much you love this episode or what you loved, or recommend that other photographers tune into it for some ideas. And I'm sure other photographers will be so grateful that you share too, because we all of us creatives can never run out of enough prompt ideas, right? Just gets our creative juices flowing. So I would be so grateful for that. And yeah, outside of that, have an amazing rest of your day, and I'll see you in the next episode. Yay! Thank you so much for hanging out with me and tuning into this episode. If you got value out of it, please feel free to message me on Instagram at Sarah Monica Photo. That's Sarah, no H, Monica with a K, Photo, to let me know. I get so freaking energized hearing from others that what I've said has had a positive impact on their lives.
Also, make sure to hit subscribe to the Shine and Thrive podcast to never miss an episode. I'm so grateful for you, and I'm sending you all the productive vibes your way so you have the best week ever.
Do you love shooting but hate the endless admin, culling, and editing that follows your wedding and portrait bookings? Yep, me too. In fact, if you're anything like me, you got into photography to get out from behind a desk. And yet, the irony is, the more you shoot, the more there is to do on the back end, which translates to more time spent behind your computer screen and less time doing what you love most, which is shooting. But the good news is, I have a game-changing free resource that can help you break free of the cycle and cut down these precious hours by, guess how much? Up to 70% of the hours that you usually work. It's called my 3-hour post-wedding smart workflow checklist, which, as the name suggests, shows you my exact step-by-step workflow for getting all of these tasks completed in just 3 hours. Yep, that's right. Literally from backing up the photos on a wedding night through to delivering the online gallery to my clients in just 3 hours. Inside the guide, you'll find a detailed breakdown of exactly what I do and don't do in my workflow, how long everything takes me, what I outsource, when, and to who. This includes the editing service and gallery providers I use. Plus, tips throughout for streamlining the process even further that have been honed in over my 11 years experience in business. And P.S., the same process I outline in this guide is transferable for both brand and portrait photographers too. So I got you too. Do you need to see it to believe it? I don't blame you. Head to sarahmonica.com/workflow to download a free copy straight to your inbox and join a crew of photographers working smarter instead of harder in their photography businesses. Sarah is spelt without an H and Monica is spelt with a K. So that's sarahmonica.com/workflow, and make sure to download this powerful free resource now.